This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:39. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now we're going to be talking about, well, universities and colleges, because campuses are reopening. So we've decided to check in with a student.
Yes, so some details, right? The Ministry of Higher Education announced recently that university and college campuses will reopen. And then here's the caveat a little bit, in stages from October 15th for fully vaccinated students and staff. But the point remains that pretty soon people can go back and actually study in person. And the minister said that this reopening will apply to all tertiary educational institutions in all states, regardless of where they are in the National Recovery Plan, which I think, just as an aside, speaks to where or how we all feel about the National Recovery Plan at this point. But campuses are not, it's not all equal, right? There are different SOPs.
Yeah, so in Peninsular Malaysia, students will be allowed to return to campus once they're fully vaccinated. And of course, after that that required period when the second dose is done. And they are talking about having a hybrid model. So teaching and will be carried out in two ways, both online learning as well as in-person lessons in campus. Meanwhile, campuses in Sabah, Sarawak will have to comply with regulations set by their state governments. This will involve having to get police clearance letters to cross state borders. You'll have to take an RT-PCR swab test 3 days before leaving. And students who are returning to Labuan will have to quarantine for 5 days at their respective tertiary institutions. So a number of things there. But overall, cautiously, it is a return to some sort of normalcy for a lot of students. And it's been a long time. So really, I'm wondering how they're going to adjust, how they've been adjusting.
We've done quite a number of shows, actually. I mean, on schools as a whole, but also about how difficult it really has been for university students with all the self-learning that university involves, right? And staying engaged with lessons, with all the interruptions, with the different levels of access to learning tools that you have when you're not on campus. So I think that there are some challenges that really are specific to higher education students. And that's before we get into the interstate travel that this is going to involve, because of course, not everybody lives in the town or the city that their university is in, right? So as they reopen, we're going to see people, I think, having to negotiate this idea of interstate travel, which at this point is exotic for so many of us. But also, I remember being a student and arranging for housing, doing all these things aren't simple at the best of times. And I think in a pandemic with the interruptions that has brought on, right? I don't know. I'm just, my concerns for everyone, but also for out-of-state students who are going to have to negotiate all these things, I think there are certain challenges there.
So we will be hearing very shortly from a student. But do you want to join us in offering some words of encouragement for our returning students? You can call us 777-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We are now joined by Sarah Salimi, who is a student at University Malaya. She's also the president of the Anthropology and Sociology Club and coordinator of Comrade Democrat. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hello, welcome. Sorry. My first time, forgive me.
That's okay. We always like to be welcomed, no worries. How do you feel about, how did you feel when you heard about universities and colleges reopening?
If I can summarize it in one word, I'll say I'm relieved. I'm so relieved after more than 1 year of online learning, all the hectic of balance between being a family member as well as a student, and full-time student at that, mostly relieved that we'll be able to face our lecturers back and meet our friends.
Do you know when you're heading back yet?
I'll be heading back on the 16th of October because the campus registration is open on 16th of October. But they'll have like orientation weeks for freshies on a week before that.
And what have you missed most about physically being on campus? Mm.
Do I answer like a good student or do I answer like a good? I miss most is having to interact with my lecturers in terms of discussions, also with my friends, studying together. But if I can be honest, I miss eating with my friends in college. It's been over a year of meeting them. So I think it's time.
And are you looking forward to being able to go back to class in person? I mean, what are you hearing from your friends?
I'm hearing a good feedbacks of wanting to be in the class again, but some really are still worried about the safety, the sanitizations of the campus initiative to make sure the environments are safe from all the bacteria or viruses. But mostly we are ready to meet each other. That one I can say.
And how are you preparing to return?
Preparing to return to physical classes, you mean?
I suppose depending on what it is you're going to be doing, what are the preparations that you're putting in place?
I guess mental preparations is most of it. Mental preparations in the sense that we've been spending our time online. So there were a different mental challenges there. And to attend physical classes again, there will be a different mental challenges that we have to... because one thing about online learning, it's different that we don't get to learn as effective as we wish we had during physical classes. So these physical classes, this resuming physical classes will be an opportunity for us to catch back what we might have missed during the 1 year and a half. So I guess what I'm looking for is to catch up on things that I've missed in terms of learning.
If I could follow up on that, what do you think you've missed? I mean, we've talked about how online can be tricky and different people experience it differently as well. What has your experience been like learning online over the last year?
Because I'm studying anthropology and sociology, so it's basically studying human behavior, human interaction. So I spent my whole second year with online studies, and we kind of missed on things like doing field works, visiting, doing field research and stuff like that, because we have to translate online. So I look forward to be able to do these things again and observe people in physical settings instead of online.
So for now, the plan is, of course, to have hybrid lessons. They're talking about both in-person lessons as well as online. How do you see this working out?
I'm actually just one of my top concerns of the university's decision to make it a hybrid, because to do a hybrid classes will require complete equipments, procedure, infrastructures, and trainings even to the lecturers, because some lecturers might not be able to have the skills of setting up technologies, for example, and gadgets. So I hope the universities will take this into consideration, making sure all classrooms have proper technical and virtual equipment in order to make hybrid learning possible, so that the people or students that choose to remain at home and follow up with online learning will be able to experience physical learning as they are in class together with us.
So what kinds of communication have you been getting actually from the university? I mean, in terms of information or in terms of just dates and logistics, what have you been getting?
We've been getting dates of the freshmen to registers and the orientation weeks, their procedure of registrations and the requirements to be back in the campus to have second dose vaccine completed. So this kind of information is what we are looking out for throughout this midst of shifting back to physical learning. Yep.
Let's talk about what would help you and other students when you're back at campus, mm-hmm. right? Firstly, what sorts of measures would make you feel safe while returning?
I think a clear guidelines of how to be in campus, to mask up at all times, only take it off when needed. But also in the more systematic ways is to ensure that the places are sanitized frequently, ventilations are executed properly in classrooms, because University of Malaya is an old university. So some classrooms does not have proper ventilation with the old AC ventilation system. So I hope the universities will take this into consideration and make sure that these kind of things are attended to. I think that's mostly what I wish. As much as I wish to meet my friends back, I want to meet them in a safer environment.
We've talked a lot earlier about how out-of-state university students have found it difficult to cope with the uncertainty of the travel restrictions, issues with finding boarding, just living conditions. What kind of assistance or information is needed there?
I think the universities need to be transparent and quick on their feet to make sure these informations are disseminated at a timely manner, especially for students in Sabah and Sarawak, where they need to the letters to travel, the flight tickets, all the swab tests that they need to do. There should be a proper timeline set out by the universities. I think the universities are doing it okay, because they already laid out some announcement for the students to make preparations for. And yeah, I guess that's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, one aspect that has been brought up a lot over the course of the last year is that of mental health, right? How much mental health support is there for university students currently, and what more would you like to see?
There are mental support prepared by the universities, but they are not as well received by the students. That are what I mostly see from my friends, because yes, the services are there. We have a counseling unit in University of Malaya for students who want to go forward. But the problem is some students might not be comfortable to go forward to the administrations or people from the institution itself, because they might get themselves dismissed, because they might think that they are, you know, all this mental feel like my problem is not as big as other people and stuff like that. So they are more comfortable to go with their friends. But we need to also acknowledge the root factor of this mental health is the, if I can say, the unbalance or the weight of the load of the work is not the same as the outcome that what a student might get from that particular subject. So this kind of tricky systematic things need to be considered again by the administrations to make sure that the workload are not as, I understand they want to make it, they want to make sure that the students are well equipped and well skilled at the end of the course, but they have to also take into consideration that we are in an unprecedented time, I feel. So, yeah.
Sarah, what message do you have for your fellow students who are preparing to go back?
I miss you guys, all and each of you. I've been waiting for so long for this time to happen, and I hope we can go back safely and with our masks on, of course. That's all.
Sarah, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Sarah Salimi, student at University of Malaya. She's also the president of the Anthropology and Sociology Club, coordinator of Comrade Democrat. Just weighing in on her thoughts as universities and colleges prepare to welcome students back to campuses, albeit with a hybrid model. So if you have some words of encouragement for our students who are preparing for this, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.